base listening.
Two this morning, WU2T listening.
We're doing some things around the house. I got a call before you did coming out, so I got to get some things presentable. Got some landscaping work going on and some grading in the back, so they got to mark everything out before they come over and do it.
Always fun. That's always fun, because if you forget to get someplace marked and they dig it up, you end up paying the bill, and that's not fun. And been there, done that one time, and that was enough for me. And everything. Our buddy Steve was on here this morning, and he was acting like a crazy man this morning. But he said something about that was, you know, that was normal for him.
Off to today.
You know what? I asked him that question, and I never got an answer from him. And all, but he was babbling on about some kind of somebody called his house this morning, and he was giving them all kinds of fits because he didn't want to talk to the person selling stuff.
There goes. I get those calls a lot, but I like my new phone because my new phone says scam likely. So when it says scam likely, we have fun.
Phone's got a thing in it that I set it up on this new phone of mine and everything that says, you know, it'll flash the number up on the screen and ask me if I want to answer the call. So I can say yes or no, and if it's not a number I recognize, I just say no and let it go.
Got that little red button. I think my wife calls it the FU button, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Those come in handy from time to time. And, you know, you can take care of nuisances with those things. And I've done that a time or two also.
Definitely. So we're just, like I said, moving things around and trying to get things squared away. So I want to make sure the ground wire was in all the way and this and that, just in case they look over at it. I don't need them to give me a hard time about anything.
I like when they come over and inspect it when I had to have a new box put up for my electricity here at the house when it got damaged while I was gone for Christmas. So, the inspector come out and he said the only thing he could find wrong with my setup was I needed another ground rod 6 feet away from where the one was that was in the ground there. So I put in a new ground rod, sent him pictures over the phone. He approved it and got Duke Energy back out here to turn my power back on. That's what made me the most happy.
I hear you. So I got a power supply I got to take apart because the positive feed is a little loose on the inside and the radio cut out twice as you were talking.
Been there, done that. Don't have a T-shirt for it, but I sure as heck don't want one. That's just more work and all. I try not to mess around inside those things too often. If there's a hot spot in there that's not that didn't drain off, I usually find it, you know.
The power supply that we picked up with the ICOM and we noticed that the positive stud was a little loose. And I said, I got it to work. But now we switched it over to the FT-100D that we're using for the 2-meter radio at the base.
Well, you know, that's good. Just get what you got to get done and all. It's still a cold morning out there, even with all that sunshine.
The work one's in the shade. We won't get sun on this side of the house till this afternoon. But like I said, I don't know when they're coming out. They're supposed to be here 72 hours, and that was 24 hours ago. So they were notified by the landscaping company. So they said within 72 hours they'll respond. I guess I got to be home though, or make sure the dog's not in the backyard, or we could be in more trouble.
They have a tendency to get upset if you know, if one of their employees gets bit and all. But hey, they just have to need to be a little more careful and not walk into a yard until they check, make sure there's not a dog there, so the homeowner can take care of it and all. Well, you have fun today. Just thought, heard you in there and thought I'd say good morning and see what you were up to. And maybe Steve will show up back out here later. I don't know where. He was off on his way to somewhere, but he never told either of us that he was talking to where he was headed. And the other fellow he was talking to got caught into the traffic jam that was out on 85 where the wreck had occurred on the southbound side of on northbound side of 85, and traffic was backed up from beyond 101 all the way back to another. Let me go. I got to take this phone call so I can get these parts ordered. Talk to you later, W2T.
Talk to you later, W1RAR, Walter Monterey.